These days, Paul's future was his father's favorite topic. His ideas about as interesting to Paul as a glassy, flat expanse of water. So he'd been happy to run on the beach. He'd been relieved. And he'd thought nothing of the pile of clothes at first, discarded in front of one of the little cottages so widely spaced between the casuarina trees. He had run right past them, deep in a rhythmic stride, his muscles making a kind of music that sustained him all the way to the rocky point. Then he stopped, walked circles for a while, and started running back more slowly. The clothes had shifted. The sleeve of the blouse was flapping in the ocean wind, and the flamingos, bright pink, danced against the dark turquoise background. He slowed. It could have been anybody's shirt, but his mother had one like it. They had laughed about it in the tourist shop in town. She had held it up, amused, and bought it as a joke. So, okay, maybe there were 100, 1,000 shirts like this around. Still, he leaned down and picked it up. His mother's bathing suit, nubby, the color of flesh and unmistakable, fell out of the sleeve. Paul stood still, unable to move, as if he'd been caught stealing, as if a camera had flashed and pinned him. He dropped the shirt, but he still couldn't move. Finally, he started walking, and then he was running back to their own cottage, as if seeking sanctuary. He stood in the doorway, trying to pull himself together. His father had moved the bowl of oranges to the counter. He was arranging photos on the big wooden table. "What's wrong?" he asked, looking up, but Paul couldn't say. He went to his room and slammed the door and didn't look up, not even when his father came and knocked on the door. His mother was back 2 hours later, humming, the flamingo shirt tucked neatly into her tan shorts.
"I thought I'd take a swim before lunch," she said, as if everything might still be normal. "Want to come?"
He shook his head, and that was that. The secret, his secret, hers and now his, between them, like a veil. His father had secrets, too. A life that happened at work or in the darkroom, and Paul had figured it was all normal, just the way families were, until he started hanging out with Duke, an awesome piano player he'd met in the band room one afternoon. The Madisons didn't have much money, and the trains were so close the house shook and the windows rattled in their frames every time they passed, and Duke's mom had never been on an airplane in her life. Paul knew he ought to feel sorry for her. His parents would. She had 5 kids and a husband who worked at the GE plant and wouldn't ever make much money. But Duke's dad liked to play ball with his boys, and he came home every night at 6 when the shift was over. And even though he didn't talk any more than Paul's own father did, he was right there. And when he wasn't, they always knew where to find him.
"So what do you want to do?" Duke asked him.
"Dunno," Paul said. "How about you?"
The metal rails were still humming,